Diane Sellers says she's been unkindly labeled the HR police. She said she was directed by SBA officials to fabricate position descriptions so management could place their family and friends in made-up jobs. Sellers says these are among the problems at SBA that are widespread and makes the environment hostile. She says current SBA management isn't doing nearly enough to fix the situation.
The environment at SBA it's hostile. The morale is extremely low. What you have there is a total disregard for federal laws, rules, regulations, as it ties into human resources.
Sellers blew the whistle on what she believes are illegal activities and now is facing similar reprisals to the ones Carlos Saunders has been dealing with for the past 3 years. You'll remember in part one of my special report, Saunders alleged she was retaliated against for testifying on behalf of another SBA employee. Diane Sellers is a 27-year federal employee. She has worked for SBA for the past 3 years as the Director of Personnel Services. She says current SBA Chief Human Capital Officer Kevin Mahoney is retaliating against her for supporting Saunders and pointing out consistent HR problems.
He's got reorgs that are going on that three of the other chiefs know about, but he doesn't share with me and Carla Saunders, who the people who file complaints against the agency. You know, he's giving these people all the support. You've given contracting help and additional bodies and FTEs. You give the other person additional bodies and FTEs, but we, you take from, and then you drag out the selection process to cause more work on us. So how is that not retaliation?
SBA spokesman Jonathan Swain says in an emailed statement to questions, the agency takes these allegations seriously and does not believe there's a disregard for rules and regulations. Swain says Administrator Karen Mills has stated publicly that she has no tolerance for fraud, waste, abuse, or mismanagement of agency's programs or resources. He says if there's an indication that any manager or employee has attempted to abuse agency resources or processes, those individuals and actions will be investigated and appropriate action will be taken based on the result of that investigation. Sellers says she's followed agency protocol, but continues to face a hostile work environment. Sellers says Mahoney and others have asked her and her staff to process position descriptions, or PDs, that don't meet federal standards. Sellers says it was all designed to let managers hire people they favored rather than the best qualified person.
But managers will send out a PD that is weak, and sometimes we'll work with them. But if the work's not there, we can't make it happen. And what they'll do is they'll go to my supervisor or my supervisor's supervisor and complain. And then what a lot of times managers, which is Kevin Mahoney, or whether it be Napoleon Avery, will say, well, can you look at this again? He'll go to my staff and harass my staff.
Other times, Seller says, they ask for false PDs.
Me personally, I created bogus PDs for Napoleon Avery. Until I got to a point where I said, you know what, this is not right. I can't keep doing this. This isn't how I work. You know, I take pride in my work. And I don't think it's fair to just create something to just be creating it.
In one instance, former SBA Chico Napoleon Avery asked her to cook up a position description for a GS-15.
I didn't tie any technical work into it because I didn't know what the job consists of. And that PD they used to put an employee on, to move this employee out of this position, and later the position that the employee vacated, it was advertised, and Napoleon Avery's wife was selected for it.
How do you know it's his wife?
Because I saw the paperwork. One of the specialists brought it to my attention.
She applied or she was given the job?
She applied and was selected. And when she was selected, this is a grade 15. The selecting official didn't even interview the person. We sent the cert up to management. It was late that afternoon. Early next morning, they had already made a selection. How can you not interview for a grade 15 position?
Sellers says Avery's wife did not end up getting the job because of issues related to her security clearance. SBA spokesman Jonathan Swain disputes Sellers' claims that SBA officials created fake positions. He says the agency has found no indication that there's been any attempt to create phony positions. Swain's email response states that staff in the Office of Human Capital Management are trained to work with individual managers to develop position descriptions designed to effectively match up qualified applicants with specific agency needs. It is agency policy to manage the hiring process efficiently and effectively as required by applicable law. But Sellers says creating fictitious position descriptions occurred under Avery in 2009 and continues now under new Chico Mahoney. Sellers says Mahoney has even asked her staff to rewrite existing position descriptions to suit management needs.
He calls employees at home and says, Could you look at the job again? So when she looks at it again, she starts creating all of these jobs that if the work's not there, you can't just put anything in it. And I tell her, it has to tie into the mission of the organization. In that agency now, in SBA, it's like it's a free-for-all now. Everybody's at a high grade.
Ethel Matthews and Stevie Gray are the other two SBA employees who claim they're being attacked by agency management. Matthews and Gray have alerted the Office of Special Counsel, the Agency Inspector General, and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission about potential dishonest human resources and contracting practices. Matthews worked for the Justice Department, the Defense Department, and for the Government Accountability Office during her 31-year career. She was SBA's senior advisor to the Chief Privacy Officer until her position and responsibilities were changed by former SBA Chief Information Officer Robert Naylor and current SBA CIO Paul Christie. Matthews says her reassignment was the result of her blowing the whistle on how SBA was misusing Recovery Act funds. More on that later.
Now I no longer attend management meetings. I no longer have staff and budget to run my organization. I guess that's why I needed to probably step down from the federal CIO council position, because now I have to do everything myself.
Stevie Gray says in 2008, SBA management removed him from his role as lead employee labor relations specialist. When he asked why, then SBA Chico Napoleon Avery said he wasn't doing his job. Gray says when he asked for documentation of poor performance, Avery offered no proof. Gray filed a complaint about Avery's actions with the OSC in early 2009. He says he has faced retaliation from SBA management ever since. Gray says it started when Kelly Robinson, a senior policy analyst in the Chico's office, evaluated every other employee's performance but his. Gray's lack of performance evaluation made it harder for him to receive performance step increases. Gray also says he was made irrelevant by Robinson.
She detailed a personality policy office and had her acting. I was the lead specialist in the office, but she had her acting. And I asked her why, and she told me that she could do whatever she felt she wanted to do because she was chief of the position.
Gray says retaliation against him has calmed down, and he is now allowed to work an alternative work schedule, which was one of his complaints. Attorney Vincent Malahi represents the four SBA employees. He has 13 years of experience practicing federal labor law. Malahi says in all of these cases, and in Gray's in particular, the agency's actions do not follow the expected path of removing an employee from their position.
If SBA had a legitimate reason for taking him out of a leadership position, SBA would have served him with a notice of proposed demotion, which is a letter saying you're demoted for these reasons. You have a chance to explain to us why you shouldn't be demoted, and if we agree with you, we won't demote you, and there's a process for that. And you get a little hearing, and then the decision is made. That's the way you're supposed to do it.
Malahi says it was because SBA didn't have valid performance complaints that they skirted the rules to make personnel changes.
They did it through a reassignment where they don't have to explain and justify why they did it. And my guess is that's what happened, and it's fairly typical of SBA's pattern.
In addition to these four cases, Malahi says he represents a fifth SBA employee who has experienced similar reprisals. In part three of my special investigative series, Discouraged and Disrespected at SBA, I'll look at what courses of action these four SBA employees are taking to find resolution and retribution. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.